Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Often in sports talk radio, we will discuss what are the golden times of the year. What do we like most? Playoffs? What? You're going to be hard-pressed to find a better window. That puck is dropped. October baseball, playoffs. People are throwing 100-plus on the bump, and cats are hitting it 400 feet, hitting it out of stadiums. And then there's a thing called the association. And I'm telling you that last night, I don't know how you can keep up at this pace, but I got to believe that OKC and Houston, it was just a minute ago, Houston was terrible, right? That's over. And whenever I see anybody go from terrible to outstanding, I think, well, maybe there is hope with the Wizards that we can get something. But I thought about Ant. I almost called Ant, but I thought Ant would be you know, watching game shows or something like that. But I just...
Game shows, Doc?
It was 2 a.m., man.
Who you strike me as? I sleep standing up. I'm just like you. Well, I took a page out of your book.
Well, you know, sometimes you hang a lot around that big guy, and I think his influence is a negative influence, and it could influence you in a way. But last night, and seeing KD, I love KD, man, because he's one of the few people that I saw in high school that's a professional. You know, a lot of hoopsters. G from the shop. He was a hoopster. But when I see these dudes that I saw with my own eyes, and then I see him, it's weird. It's just crazy to me. He's a baller. He does a lot of really good things here. I just, for some reason, and you know he loves burgundy and gold. I had him, he was on the sidelines with me a number of games, watching games. Just a great dude. It's probably hard to be as good as he is at what he does and not be a jackass, but he's not. The dude is just solid. I love KD, but last night he did call timeout with no timeouts. He did a C-Web. Well, that game was, oh, man, that was cool. So I, and then your Lakers, you're playing shorthanded, so I can't say much about that. You're not going to beat anybody with that team without that dude playing. That ain't gonna happen.
It's not.
No, it's not gonna happen. So I give you that. And then, but the man who's crossed over in every sport is David Aldridge. I don't know if there's a big sport that Aldridge has not been in the front row to either receive an award, cover it, be the guest of the owner. What a category am I missing, Ant? Any other Ant?
I think you've hit them all.
He's the most decorated dude I know, personally. So I'm just saying, we like to show him off any chance we get. And there was nobody ahead of this list of today a man that could describe what this time on the calendar means, baseball, puck drops, NBA, cutting. I mean, and you've dealt with this, man. Where does it rank for you?
I love it, Doc. This is a great time of year. I mean, there's when the playoffs start in April, when it's both NBA and NHL playoffs start mm-hmm. in April, mm-hmm. and it's getting near the draft. That's a great time
that's
too.
Good. But yeah, that's it.
But you're right. This is unique because not only are all four playing, but you know, if you like, I'm not going to pretend I know a lot about either Toronto or Seattle. But watching that series was just phenomenal.
Amazing.
Just the quality of baseball in the playoffs is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable how good the baseball is. And then last night, like you mentioned, a great first game. I thought a great broadcast by NBC, mm-hmm. their first time out in 23 years. They mm-hmm. I thought the game was done very well. Mm-hmm. I really think Jamal Crawford's got a chance to be a star mm-hmm. analyst. Mm-hmm. I've known Jamal a long time. He's mm-hmm. he's really smart about basketball, and I'm glad he's getting the platform to show what he can do with Reggie and with Tirico. I mean, when Tirico's doing a game, you know it's big time, period, mm-hmm. right? Like, so that was great to see. So, yeah, man, great opportunity. Now the World Series. I mean, how can you watch baseball and not be, like, floored by Shohei? Like, that's never been done before. You know what I mean? Like, that's just unbelievable what he did in the clinching game. See, I like to watch superstars be superstars and go, well, yeah, I'm that guy. And he, on that game, yeah, I'm that guy. I'm that dude that hits three bombs and strikes out 10. I can do that.
And
you
think it's amplified even more now because of social media.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
To watch the best players be great when it's time to be great.
Yeah, but these guys like Anthony, this young generation, it's almost like for us, you know, it was like telegraph and stuff. They are instantly sending video so that everybody they care about gets to see what they saw.
Right,
and so there's so many more eyes on this. I can imagine being in high school, because you know how we deal with the cafeteria at lunch. Everybody's talking about everything. For these kids now, it's got to be unbelievable, the level of content. Our content was a black and white soap TV with the strip off the knob. I mean, I'm not jealous. I'm not hating on it.
No,
I wouldn't trade with them at all. But
No,
I won't trade with them because I just think they're missing.
Doc.
Yeah,
we got away with stuff. Yeah. You don't get away with nothing now.
Nothing. You're being photographed. You're being filmed. Your biorhythms are being recorded. You have no privacy.
Right. We used to do some pretty foul stuff that nobody will ever know about.
They'll never know. And I'm not telling anybody, so I'm just saying that. For you, a dude who's seen things on a real big scale or so, and for you, that's why I wanted to know, what did David Aldridge, you don't get any free time to just watch sports because you cover sports, and then that NFL, I think it flexes because it's never irrelevant.
No. Look, I was in West Arlington. It's not Dallas. I was in Arlington Sunday, mm-hmm. and I hadn't been to Jerry World in a while. I was amazed, Doc. It had been about 10 years since I had actually covered a game down there.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what Josh Harris is trying to do, oh, my God. Like, that place is
– it's amazing. I've been there for 4 years, and it's having Thanksgiving there. Jerry does a great job. Remember back in the old days at Texas Stadium, they had the swap meets out in the parking lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
No, they was, hey, man, they know how to make money. And
yes,
they have a rabid fan base. And it's high school, college, and pros. It's
everything.
Level.
Doc, they got an extra stadium. Jerry World, where the Rangers only played for like 25 years, and they're like, you know what, we need a new stadium. So they built a new one across the street.
Yeah.
And now they just got a spare stadium.
No, really, I got to give them credit. You can't dislike them because the things that they love, they make it seem so good, and it's so much fun, and at every level. And I respect them because of the high school. They are just crazy over the – they treat that like the pros.
Yeah.
That's hard to do at that level. But I respect I respect them. What about this game intrigues you with the burgundy and gold and, of course, Kansas City? Odds stacked against – I think that gives you comfort. But well, I also think in today's – this year has been more surprises than I've ever seen.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, if McLaurin and Debo are going to play – and it sounds like they're trending towards playing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to say the Commanders are going to win, but I think they certainly have a better shot at winning than they had Sunday. But to me, Doc, it's about the defense. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that the offense was great Sunday, but they, you know, they scored 22 points. Like, well, they scored 20. The defense scored the other two.
Right.
But the defense, if you can't, I know Dak's on a heater, but if you can't provide more resistance than that, you got no chance. I mean, Dallas could have scored 60. I'm not kidding. I mean, you think I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, no.
They could have scored 60 easily if they felt like it. They took their foot off the gas the whole fourth quarter, you know. So they got to get the defense straight. Now, whatever they determine is the best route to do that, whether it's personnel or scheme, whatever, combination probably more likely.
Agreed.
Of the two. You got to do something. And none of that's going to matter if you don't ever turn the other team over. They got 3 turnovers in 7 games, though. That's not good enough. You've got to turn the other team over and give your offense a chance on a couple of short fields. Now, that's the only way they're going to beat Kansas City is if they force a couple of turnovers, at least 2 that lead to at least 10 points. Ideally, it will be 14, but they may not be able to. Casey's defense is really good, so they may not be able to do that. But they got to produce 2 turnovers that lead to 10 points minimum to have any chance of winning that game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I agree. You hope that you get them as they're developing. But they're used to it. They're a target every week. I just want to know. I'm looking for our personality, and quite honest, I don't know who we are. We're schizophrenic.
I
want more runs, but I always want more runs because I want to slow the game down and keep possession. I want to win all the little boring things. That doesn't seem to be in their DNA.
It drove me crazy watching that game, being at that game.
Mm-hmm.
They ran the ball on consecutive plays exactly 1 time in the first half.
It's like they do it on purpose. They purposely don't want to be recognized as a run first team.
Right. I don't. They gave the ball. The first play from scrimmage, they gave the ball to Billy. Got 8 yards. Now, it's 2nd and 2.
Yeah.
And they go pass, punt.
Yeah. It's hard to have sympathy for somebody who, because it looks like you're doing this on purpose.
Right. I was just floored by it. I know everybody on press row was tired of me saying, why aren't they running the football? The one thing let's put it this way. The one thing is, you know this game, Doc. It's what can I do and what can I stop the other team from doing, right, to win a football game. I know going into the game, there's one thing that I can't do. Can't stop Dak Prescott. Can't stop him.
Mm-mm.
He's playing too good. CD's back.
Oh, my God.
Pickens has been playing terrific in his absence.
Yeah.
I can't cover those guys. Okay. What's the best remedy then if you can't cover somebody? Get their butts on the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, so I don't understand it. Like, and then they talked, Quinn said afterwards, well, we didn't run the ball as well as we should, and we had a way to win the game. What he's saying is, we're supposed to run the ball 50 times today. And what I don't understand is if that's what you have to do to win a game, which is fine, by the way.
Who's wrong with it?
No problem with it, because you don't have any receivers in this game. You have none.
But wait a minute, you drafted high. You, what do you mean you don't have none?
No,
I thought you were a development program.
Doc, they don't have them. Like, I'm starting a fourth-round rookie and a third-rounder that's barely that's much better, has much more value to me returning kicks because he's actually been really good at that. So let him do that. I don't have any receivers, Doc. I'm sorry. I promoted a guy off the practice squad and another guy that just got here 5 minutes ago. I don't have any receivers.
Oh, so you believe that you're one of those guys that believes you play to where you were drafted.
I think I'm not. I can't worry about that today, Doc. I got to play Dallas in 2 hours. How do I beat Dallas today?
Okay. Okay. Well, what? So,
about the draft
so your coaches aren't developers.
I don't know, Doc. That's not my problem right now. My problem is I got to beat Dallas in Dallas.
But I understand that. But when you can't have it both ways, David.
Well,
you
Doc,
can't
you
be told because you told
time.
Me anytime,
Doc,
any place. I've been listening
time.
To you.
I'll have those discussions in the off season.
Okay.
I talk about development and all that in the off season. I got to beat Dallas right now. How do I beat Dallas today?
But you told me anytime, any place. I'm just following what you told me.
That wasn't operative anymore. That's not operative anymore. Now it's I have no receivers, and my best defensive lineman just lost him for the season. So how do I win this game today? I'll worry about next week. Next week, I'll worry about Mahomes. Next week, I got to beat Dallas now. How do I do that? I got to run the ball 50 times. Yeah,
well, it sounds like you're going to be forced to do something you don't really want to do, David.
Well, I don't know. I'm telling you what David is thinking. You can ask Cliff Kingsbury what he was thinking next time you see him. You ask me what I would do.
Yeah.
I would be in 13 the whole game.
See, that's that kid that wears 78.
He's playing 60 snaps
I'm
today.
I'm starting him. That's what I hope Sam's saying. 87, 78. And I got my number one thug. I just got him back last week.
Yeah.
I just knew it was going to be a thug party.
Right. I'm putting Wiley is going to be tight end eligible, too.
Yep. Like there I'm you go. There you go.
Well, everybody blocks today.
Yeah.
Everybody blocks today.
Yeah, it's a block party. So we're on the same page. But you know they don't like to hear this. It's
I get it.
You're going to lose some press responsibilities.
I just think sometimes I understand this play can work. If we run it this way and this can work and we can get big chunk plays, okay. Didn't work.
Yeah.
And you never tried the thing that probably could have worked, that could have given you a better chance to win the game. And you barely tried it. So that's why going forward, I think the only chance they have of being in the game is if Terry and Debo are back because they like to throw the ball. Okay. Then do that then. But you better produce if you do that. If you're going to drop back 40 times on the road against a really good defense, you better get some explosive plays out of it. Because there's another way to try and do it that might be better. You might be more successful keeping Mahomes on the sidelines. There's another way to try to win this game.
We smoke out the same peace pipe, so we're good. And Anthony and his generation, his followers, that are in a little bit of contact. Don't say something. You got all the bunch to say. Now he's here. You ain't said a word. You ought to hear him, man. You, David, when you're not here, he talking about his people, their age, the young people, how advanced they are, and how, you know, they're using algorithms, and they've got all these ways of figuring things out.
And we're old.
Him and that big guy.
No, just say Linnell.
Okay. You ought to hear some of the stuff that's being said, David. That's what I want you to know.
Not me.
Mm-hmm.
Old school. We don't need old school.
But we'll see.
All right.
All that all that shouting about the offense aside, the defense has to play better, Doc.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
But
the
how do you do it when your best player Nye is out? You keep losing people. Remember doing camp when you guys were doing profiles on them kids out of UCLA that could run?
Yeah.
Did they get poisoned? Yeah. Food poisoned?
I mean, I don't know.
No, I'm just asking.
I don't know. Bro, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. As far as I can tell, they're healthy.
Okay.
I mean, I'm glad to see McGee's getting some more run.
Yeah, you know? Can you believe that?
I think there are ways you can play McGee and Bobby together. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
people have done it before. People have done it before.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, you want Bobby. Look, I get it. I want Bobby on the field, too.
Me, too.
He's one of the great leaders you could ever have on your football team.
Uh-huh.
He's smart. He diagnoses plays. He blows stuff up. There's just certain things that are hard for him now. That doesn't make – that's not a character flaw. That's reality.
No. Maury Wills, at the end, they didn't have him steal as many bases. It's okay. We'll get a young guy. We can get somebody to do that. Yeah. That's the thing about this I don't quite understand. Why are we acting like it's either or?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. You can play them both
on the
field. You know, like, I mean, there's a way to do it. I think, you know, maybe they have to play more. They played some 34 Sunday. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to play more 34.
Whoever got the Deron Payne, it worked.
Yeah.
See what the difference is when he's playing twitchy?
He was terrific. Martin played really well, I thought.
Yeah.
Martin had a really good game.
Yeah.
So there's ways to do it. I mean, there's ways to try different things, I guess we'll say. And look, I think you have to play probably a lot more zone than you want. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because every time you play man, something bad happens, Doc. Something really bad happens. You know?
Yeah.
I know you don't want to play zone, but every time you try to play man, it doesn't work.
Yeah, how could it work? If you can't cover anybody, if you can't run with anybody, it's never going to work. Yeah.
David,
what's your next live event? So you ask David all those things. I ask him, see, there's no limitations. He could end up saying he's going to Berlin. He could end up saying he's going to Switzerland. That's why you ask a man with this, he has no barriers. So what's your next event?
I'm old now, Doc. I need to plan to go overseas for months now. I can't just go on. I was going to go to Kansas City. I decided not to. I'm going to go see the Wizards home opener on Sunday because I didn't see them much during training camp, so I want to see them.
Okay.
And so that is my next live event. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
I gave the Commanders a week off. And then I will get back with them for their next two games at home and then see where we go. See where they are after that.
I like your selection. That's probably what I would have done, too. I ain't going to Kansas City.
I wanted to go to Kansas City because, you know what, Doc? I'll say this in all candor. I've never been to the Negro League Museum.
And yes.
Bob Kendrick does an incredible job there. It's an amazing project and labor that he's done over the last 30 years, and I was like, God, I would really like to go to that. I've never been. I was going to spend Monday, all day Monday, at the Negro League Museum, but I decided it just didn't make sense for me this time. So maybe next time.
And David, we appreciate it, man. Anytime I can help influence young Anthony, I need him to understand that. Because you got to see him and that big guy, when they get together, that 27-year-old brat, they're out of control. Dude. They're out of control.
Youthful exuberance, Doc. We were young once. You remember?
Yeah, kind of, but not like these two.
Doc, you got to stop looping me in with Liddell.
I heard you with
him Tuesday. Different generation.
No, you were right with him. Did you catch his act on Tuesday by any means, David? You didn't. Oh, I urge you.
What do you do?
To go in the archives, please. You will get a kick out of this. He went full blown. I mean, I'm not even going to waste a spoiler on it. Trust me on this. You will thank me later if you go back and listen to his show on that with him and Ant-Man. They put on the youth classic. Yeah.
All right,
brother.
Always a pleasure.
Love you, man. Thank you so much,
sir.
Man, for being available.
Sir.
He's David's always available for little people. You know what I mean? As big as he is, he's always there for us. It is 5:24 here in the nation's capital. And that performance, you and that big guy. That was good. Take a break. We'll come back. We can light it up. You agree, you have to agree. But if you disagree, you still have a home here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.